Okay, we'll start off by, can you tell us what your name is, where you were born, and,
My name is Ernestine Chelsea Hill. I was born on Basswood, Basswood Lake.
And your parents were?
My parents were Annie and Leo Chelsea. Mother was Annie Dufault. I attended the first grade in Winton, mm-hmm. public school, and then on it was government mm-hmm. schools. Hayward, Wisconsin, and Pine Bluff, South Dakota.
What about the people that, when you were young, that came to Onyara from Lac La Croix? Do you remember anything about that?
We were at Prairie Forge and didn't see very many of them.
Mm-hmm.
They must have gone another route.
When you were younger, your kin did a lot of trapping and stuff? Remember that?
My mother trapped when we lived up on Basswood.
Yeah, and who did they sell that first to from you?
Whoever was buying locally, I suppose.
What did you know about people living on Vermillion back then? What did you know anything about that? You know of any of the Indian people that, when the mines first started, that worked in the mines?
Mm-hmm.
What about lumber mills? Do you remember anything about the lumber mills around here?
There were lumber mills in Winton, but I was so little then that I didn't really remember.
Mm-hmm.
There were lumber mills here.
What about the lumber camps that we need here?
There was a lumber camp on the 4 mile portage.
4 mile portage?
Mm-hmm. It's just off of this lake going into Basswood.
Yeah. So remember Bucks had just talked about what trapping, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was a trapper.
Just when
he was
he was an outlaw when that guy.
Yeah, was an outlaw trapper. The Canadian wardens are always after him.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. <yeah.
laughs> Well, then he did, of course, Tommy's the one that did a lot of guiding up here, huh?
Tommy guided, and so did my brother Vince guide.
Yeah.
He guided in the summer. Tommy was better known, but he guided as much, I think, as Tom.
Now you have relatives up in Lac La Croix too now, don't you?
Yeah, I do. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're related to the Jordans. You there?
Are we?
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish I knew who they were, so I could
meet
them.
How about Fond du Lac or Grand Portage? Do you have any relatives over there?
I don't think there's anybody at Grand Portage. Fond du Lac, I don't know. There may be some DuPaul's out there, I don't know.
I know that DuPaul's, a lot of DuPaul's living in Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
We could possibly be related to someone there. I wish I knew.
That's why it's hard to, like, especially in them a long time ago, you know, they, there were so many of them, you know, they didn't know who they were, you know, like they were related to. Like a lot of, like Lac La Croix, for instance, people that are in Lac La Croix now, they used to live in Vermillion. They used to come there in the summertime. and go back. And a lot of them went to school there at that old school. But then Bob Otterfield went maybe 2 weeks, the most he ever went there, and they took him out of school and went back to Lake of Christ.
See, my grandma came from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, a lot of the people from Lake of Christ traveled down this way in the summertime. And they used to come on a canoe road, and there's that issue with
Short, yeah, they used to come this way too, right through Basswood.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we were up there, a lot of them, they said they used to come here and work. They used to, you know, ship logs from up here, Basswood, all the way to up that way, to Lac La Croix that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another rock that they used to go down the Vermilion River that way, huh?
Yeah.
What's that other river right there? It started on...
Oh, I can't think. I know they used to come down that one river,
yeah.
I think.
Then there was a lot of travel from Vermilion too, between Basswood and Burnside to back and forth.
They were back there. They were in the Burnside, huh?
Yeah.
The Andersons and the...
The Jordans were there?
Yeah.
Jim Jordan. Bombus.
Yeah. The Andersons are still there?
Yeah, my dad. Yeah, the Bougie's family was there.
Mm-hmm. I think the reason I don't know it much is because we were near Prairie Portage and that was it.
Yeah.
My father said we had no work and tend to business when they were there, and that's what we did. We never had a chance to roam around.
Did you ever have a chance to visit the school out there in the Vermilion there?
Mm-mm.
I never had a chance to go there.
My mother went to school there.
Mm-hmm.
I think she went through sixth grade.
Yeah.
How long did you were born and raised in? Prairie Portage that way, didn't it?
I was born on Basswood Lake, down a little ways, on Birch Island. My father was a commercial fisherman. We lived on Birch Island, and Henry's family lived on Dog Island, what they called Dog Island. There was just a little bit of waterway between them. So his family was here and our family was here.
Was that like a village, a little village?
No,
no,
just the two families.
Just the two families.
Mm-hmm.
How did you travel then? Did you just travel back and forth from there to here? Well,
I was so little, Bobby, I don't remember that. We probably just stayed put, and I suppose Dad came to town.
Can you remember when you came out of there and started going to school then, and where you went to school?
I came to town here. I boarded with the Hills for 1 year.
Oh.
Because I got so homesick that all I did was cry the first year I went to school. So my dad said, well, she's too young. So they boarded me with Nero's family. And that's when I went to school and went in here in first grade. After that, then I was okay. A little older. I was pretty young to be going away from home.
And so you went to other schools later on, like Flandreau and stuff like that then?
I went to Hayward, Wisconsin until through the sixth grade, and then Flandreau. And I graduated from Flandreau.
Mm-hmm. What did you do when you graduated?
I went to business college in Minneapolis.
Mm.
And I was also in service. I joined the Navy.
Yeah.
And, 4 years there. After I got out of the Navy, I went to business school. And after I got through with all that, I got married.
Mm-hmm.
I remember more about Basswood, but I was too young.
Yeah.
Mother said it was a nice life up there.
Yeah.
Very nice.
You don't remember exactly when the Chosas moved to Vermilion, then, huh?
There was my mother.
Yeah. Another Annie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it was when my brothers had to go to school. Was it Donald?
Yeah.
When he had to go to school, that's when they moved there. Now, mm-hmm. How old is he when he was 6 years old? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the year. That's the reason they moved down there, because he had to go to school.
Yeah, because they didn't have one house up there at that point where they were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandmother had that built.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it was different from all the other houses.
Yeah.
It
was bigger. It was bigger, yeah. Yeah.
How did it happen to get burned? Was it? Delivering?
Buckshot was delivering in 1910.
Oh, I suppose he
was a chimney fire.
Yeah. Chimney fire, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was about 25 years ago too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It was 70.
Yeah. That horse was solid too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just did a little fixing, but I think with a little fixing would have been real nice.
Yeah.
It would have still been standing, right?
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Knott's house is still standing right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all about.
Yeah. Well, that's what everything that was on here.
Ojibwe language in
there. To think that I spoke nothing but before I went to school, it's unbelievable. I just don't remember anything.
Yeah.
And when I hear someone talk, I listen so hard, hoping I can catch a word here and there, but it's unbelievable. My mother said we spoke nothing but Chippewa.
Yeah.
That was it.
I know the kids up in Lake Lacroix, that's all they talk,
yeah? Yeah.
Well, we did the same thing.
They could talk, English, we just couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Well, you see, when I went to school, they wouldn't allow the kids to speak their native tongue. See,
yeah.
that's what was so bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
We had to speak English.
That's probably lost a lot of your culture. You
that's
know,
the worst thing they could have done, was to take that away from us. I'd mm-hmm. probably be able to speak today.
Yeah.
But I was just that young that I forgot it. And my dad never spoke Chippewa to us when we came home, so.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke Chippewa, French, and English.
Mm-hmm.
He said they spoke three languages in their home. The mother was Chippewa and the dad was French.
Yep.
Oh, I just don't know what in the world if I could speak Chippewa.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not exposed to it, you never hear it, and
yeah.
You lose it.
Well, you don't think there's anything else you can tell us then, huh? Did you know any Roys?
We're related to the Roys.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know any.
Morrison's? Raison? Dingley? Sabadis?
No, that's a tower name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sabadis.
How about Cottop? Calvin Cottop? Any of them?
I remember Calvin.
What do you mean?
The reason I remember him is she was such a big tease. Gosh, she's a tease.
What was your aunt's name on the network?
Nellie Goldway. Nellie Carter.
Carter, yeah.
I remember Nellie.
Yeah.
And Rosemary?
Yeah.
Her daughter, where is she?
Rosemary?
She died.
She just died last time. Last spring, wasn't it?
Yeah, last
spring.
Oh,
my. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
She did live up on Vermillion here for a while.
Yeah.
For about 4 or 5 years, right?
Yeah.
And then she went back and then...
Her granddaughter.
Yeah, lives up in New York.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter and granddaughter were up in New York and they took her back home and then she kept trying to come back for a couple, 3 years and then she finally died. Mm-hmm. They buried her out there in Vermillion.
Did they?
Yeah.
Everybody had a crush on Rosemary.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Yeah, including my two brothers. Mm-hmm. Did she marry someone from Kentucky?
Yeah.
That is Spencer.
Yeah. I think he was a lawman or some kind of like a
sheriff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.